This podcast will introduce the second study guide and study units 6 and 7. I hope that you have submitted the first assignment. Remember, if you do not submit this assignment, you will not have access to the exam. If you are up to date, you should have worked through the first study guide, and you should be ready to start with the second study guide. Hopefully, you will not have not forgotten everything in the first study guide, since some of the terms are still applicable. For example, MapScale. Study Guide 2 starts off with an introduction to aerial photography and then explain what techniques we will use to gather information from aerial photographs. The Study Guide then introduces you to satellite imagery and explains the techniques that you can use to gather information from satellite images. Lastly, the Study Guide gives a brief introduction to GIS. By now, you would have deduced that this module teaches you about different sources of spatial data and how to get information from these data sources. In the first study guide, you dealt with maps and the various techniques that can be used to gather information from maps. The second study guide shows you two different data sources that we can use, and then it shows you some techniques that we can use to get information from these data sources. Lastly, the study guide introduces a software program that geographers use to manage spatial data and to help geographers extract and manage the information that we get from these data sources. Study Unit 6 introduces you to aerial photographs. Aerial photographs form a part of a field of study that we call remote sensing. This term is quite self-explanatory. To remotely sense an object, you need to see it without touching it. This is something that we do with our eyes every day. In the case of aerial photographs, we use a camera on an airborne platform, such as an airplane, to observe the Earth's surface remotely. Firstly, you need to know how aerial photographs are taken. For example, the flight path and the photo numbers in the flight paths. Secondly, make sure that you understand the electromagnetic spectrum. This spectrum is not only applicable to aerial photographs, but to all remote sensing techniques. The electromagnetic spectrum is a wide array of electromagnetic waves with different wavelengths. This covers all the energy waves known to us. In remote sensing, we record specific wavelengths of the electromagnetic spectrum in order to gather information. If you investigate this spectrum, you will see that the human eye can only see a very small portion of the electromagnetic spectrum. We know this as the visible spectrum. Aerial photography focuses mainly on the visible spectrum as well as the near-infrared waves. Film captures the energy that is reflected from the Earth's surface objects. In this study unit, you will soon see that aerial photographs use different types of film and angles to capture this information. You need to remember that when you map a piece of the Earth's round surface on a flat piece of paper, some distortions will occur. Go through this section on orthophotos to see how this is solved in aerial photographs. You might find the section on aerial photographs camera very interesting, but note that you don't need to study this. You do, however, need to know what information is available in the margin of an aerial photograph, since this information is often used to determine the scale and other things of a photo. The last section of Study Unit 6 deals with some of the geometrical characteristics of a vertical aerial photograph. Go through this section and make sure that you are able to do the calculations. Study Unit 7 deals with stereoscopy and gathering three-dimensional information from aerial photographs. It is essential that you remember that an aerial photograph is a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional surface. The study unit is thus divided into two sections. Firstly, stereoscopy and how to set up a stereo pair. The second is on measuring distance, area, height and volume on aerial photographs. In this study unit, you simply need to understand stereoscopy and you need to be able to make measurements on aerial photographs. You will see that some of the calculations include scale. These are very similar to the calculations that you studied on maps. Lastly, note that you will not be asked to calculate volume and speed in the examination.